Good morning, beloved. Thank you for joining me on this beautiful Monday morning for this edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in Isaiah chapter 56, and other nations will become part of God's people. Israel and its leaders are told to be examples to the nations by living according to the Lord's commands and treating all people with fairness and justice. The reading concludes with a condemnation of those leaders who do not act justly. And as we begin this week together, God's saving words for us are justice and peace. So let's get started reading Isaiah chapter 6, beginning at verse 1. The Lord says to his people, "Do what is just and right, for soon I will save you. I will bless those who always observe the Sabbath and do not misuse it. I will bless those who do nothing evil. A foreigner who has joined the Lord's people should not say, 'The Lord will not let me worship with his people.' A man who has been castrated should never think that because he cannot have children, he can never be part of God's people. The Lord says to such a man, 'If you honor me by observing the Sabbath, and if you do what pleases me and faithfully keep my covenant, then your name will be remembered in my temple and among my people longer than if you had had sons or daughters. You will never be forgotten.' And the Lord says to the foreigners who become part of his people, who love him and serve him, and who observe the Sabbath and faithfully keep his covenant, 'I will bring you to Zion, my sacred hill, give you joy in my house of prayer, and accept the sacrifices you offer on my altar. My temple will be called a house of prayer for those people of all nations. The sovereign Lord, who has brought his people Israel home from exile, has promised that he will bring still other people to join them. The Lord has told the foreign nations to come like wild animals and devour his people. He says, 'All the leaders who are supposed to warn my people are blind. They know nothing. They are like watchdogs that do not bark. They only lie around and dream. How they love to sleep. They are like greedy dogs that never get enough. These leaders have no understanding. They each do as they please and seek their own advantage. Let's get some wine,' these drunkards say, 'and drink all we can hold. Tomorrow will be even better than today.'" And today's key verse is Isaiah 56, verse 7, where the Lord says, "My temple will be called a house of prayer for the people of all nations." You know, it's interesting, beloved. Again, the Lord taking his people or sending his people into exile for 70 years was a loving and caring thing that he did, because they owed him 70 years that could only be paid back by not farming the land for 70 years. And of course, if he would have left them in the land of Israel, they would have starved to death. Nobody can go 70 years without eating. And so his exile of his people into the foreign nations was truly an act of loving kindness and, supply to give them what they needed. And he used the horrible nations around them, the Gentile nations, warlike people, to take his people into exile. But he does not hold that against those nations. Those nations, they will be punished. But in the future, when God calls his people, Israel, back from exile and brings them all back into the country of Israel, he also opens his loving arms and invites all the Gentile nations to come back. It doesn't matter if they're not of the blood of Abraham. They are of the faith of Abraham. And so that's the beauty of this passage of Scripture, is that it's actually talking about you and me. Those that are not part of the Abrahamic covenant, but who are part of God's provision nonetheless through the blood of his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? Let's pray. Lord God, you are a welcoming God, inviting all people to become part of your people. Open my heart to welcome those that I meet and extend your kingdom of love and salvation to all people. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, that was just a short time we've been able to share together, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be in Isaiah chapter 58, where we talk about false piety and its contrast to true worship. Until tomorrow, then, may God richly bless you and yours is my prayer for you.